For a second day, the opposition leader Bill Shorten's been fending off questions about his candidate's commitment to Labor's asylum seeker policy. Mr Shorten's assuring voters he'll stick with a hard-line stance that mirrors the government's approach should he win office. But the coalition's continuing to exploit discomfort among some in Labor ranks over the policies of boat turnbacks and offshore processing. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Canberra.
Cathy O'Toole is Labor's candidate for the seat of Herbert, based around the North Queensland city of Townsville. In February, she posted a photograph of herself on Facebook, attending a small protest outside the electorate office of her opponent, coalition backbencher Ewan Jones. She held a sign saying, "Let them stay." Another sign at the protest said, "Be fair to refugees." Her Facebook post said the protest was in support of a more humane policy for refugees. That post resurfaced this morning, the very morning Bill Shorten took his election roadshow to Townsville. For the second day running, he's being forced to defend his asylum seeker policy.
"We are not going to allow ruthless criminal syndicates exploit vulnerable people, put them on unsafe vessels, and then confront with the risk and the reality of drownings."
Cathy O'Toole stood alongside the opposition leader at his media appearance today at a Townsville school.
"I want to be really clear. I 100% support the Labor policy.
But can you articulate what that is?"
I can say to you that Labor will put money into the UNCHR to ensure that we are supporting people and not being left in camps for decades."
"But you don't support boat turnbacks?"
"I support the Labor policy, which says that we will not be allowing people to put their lives at risk, to be exploited, and to come to this country when we can make an alternative arrangement for them."
Try as she might to talk about other parts of Labor's election platform, questions return to her thoughts on asylum seeker policy.
"We will honour the United Nations Refugee Convention, and we will always seek to ensure that people are treated humanely."
"How do you reconcile that with a photo on your Facebook page campaigning outside Ewan Jones's electorate office holding up the sign, 'Let them stay'?"
"I have been a member of Amnesty International for many years. What I was saying at that point in time is very clearly, and I'll say it again, I support the humane treatment of people, regardless of whether they're refugees or not. Just we treat people humanely. I do not support people making extreme amounts of money by extortionate measures and risking people's lives."
Mr Shorten then stepped in to cut off further questions.
"With respect, I was happy to have 5 questions to Cathy. Cathy's made it clear she supports our policy. And let's also go to the nub of this issue. Mr Turnbull is desperate to talk about and misdescribe Labor policy. We will oppose the people smugglers. I wish the Liberals had been honest enough to support Labor in government with the Malaysian settlement, which would have saved the lives of hundreds of people. We will not be lectured by an opportunistic government who are actually sending a message to people smugglers that somehow there is any division in Australian political government after July the 2nd.
The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton's again leading the government's attempts today to wedge Labor on boat turnbacks and offshore processing.
"So at the highest levels of the Labor Party, there is now division about their approach to border protection, and this is what got Kevin Rudd into trouble. It resulted in the 50,000 people arriving on 800 boats and 1,200 people drowning at sea."
And he says Labor hasn't moved on from the party's national conference last year when it decided to support boat turnbacks after an emotional and sometimes bitter public debate.
"I think Bill Shorten was hoping that their policy on boats would at least stick together until they got to the election day. But it's clear now that this policy may not even survive the election, let alone into government if they were elected."
Having famously refused to talk about what it calls on-water operations for many of the boat turnbacks that have taken place under its Operation Sovereign Borders, Mr Dutton yesterday spoke freely of the return last week of 12 Sri Lankan asylum seekers. The Sri Lankan government confirmed overnight they're being investigated for trying to leave the country. Mr Dutton's defending his decision to release the information about their return on the first day of an election campaign.
"We have, for operational reasons, not made comment at the time because there are safety and life at sea issues. There is obviously diplomatic considerations in relation to these issues. There are conversations to be had. We want to make sure that people arrive safely back into source countries, and there's a screening process that has to take place so that we can screen people out to make sure that they're not refugees."
The Immigration Minister Peter Dutton speaking on Sky News, ending Tom Eagledon's report.